In der Liebe das Museum, das ist es. Da geht der Maram Rutenberg Schatten drin. Das according to the Shura, das jenen und viele Tage nach Mone, so ist not only in Gabi the Dam, that the Dam is coming. Even though she saw it, after jene, but before she was developed. In other words, she's minutes later, 14 days from Kiev or 7 days from Zona. So that's only minimum. In other words, there is a minimum of 7 days to Meslede for Zohar and 14 days to Meslede for Nikita. A minimum. In other words, it can terminate if she goes through it. But if she doesn't go through it, it continues. The Meslede continues. So that's the Maram Gutenberg's Pshat and Rief. In Miloches Nida, I mean, that's in Misera Shvuez.
In Bissel.
What is that? In Bissel, yeah, we passed like Bissel. Yeah. And on that, Dago Ismaine says that if we combine this Rif Shite with the Shita of Abratam, who passed like Abaye, that you make to Maslade, every Yildes are considered in the Rabbanon's Yildes Bizeid, has to make two Tfilets. To make two Tfilets. Now why? Because, in other words, if we combine Rabban Tam Shittil, the Rif Shittil is that according to Bisila, that be able to a Tari Rahmone. So it's not just if there's a Kosov Ligabi, the Dam, that the Dam is Tome, even though she saw it after the Yom, but before she went through it. It means that before the Tfile, the Yimei Tume continue. So even though it's already the 15th day, it's not Yimitea yet. It's Yimitea if she goes through it. But as long as she didn't go through it, so the Yimei Tume continue, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 17th, until the end of the 66th day. So Mele, according to Tzedak Rishmaimen, says that if we combine the Rif Shite with Rabbi Tam Shite, the Rif himself doesn't pass for like a bite. He passes like Rabbi, there is a machlekin, it's an abiding Rabbi, as well as in the Tume, Shein Reyebe, whether Eilis L'Sfira Zibosa or Eilis L'Sfira. So Rabbi says it's Eilis L'Sfira Zibosa. And Abaye says that it's Eilis L'Sfira Zibosa. So all three Sheinim passes like Rabbi, because there is a cloud. Whenever there is a machlekin, it's an abiding Rabbi, so except Yalkigam, so the Aloch is like Rabbi. This is not one of Yalkigam. But Rambam Tam says it is one of the Alkigam, the Lamed. So by the way, you say the Lamed is reference to Lechilin in Meilov, in Erev. And Rambam Tam says, no, it doesn't have reference to Lechilin in Meilov, but it has reference to this Machlekes, later. Yimitume Shein Erebe. So Abaye says, in Erev is really awesome. That means the calling to Abaye, so let's say if a woman is yielded bizeid, if they all women are treated in Rabbon like yielded bizeid, so suppose she stops breathing birth. Right at the birth. And then she counts and she's yielded as Nikevo. And she bled only one day. And then the second day, after the lady there, she stopped breathing. And she counted clean days from the second day. So then, the night of the 15th, she can be Tiberes, and she's Muteres, I mean, if we say that Eilin is Tiberes, so she's Muteres about it. But according to Abaye, no, if she's Eilin is Tiberes, so she has to count Zayinikin. Even though she did see she counted clean day, because she stopped reading on the second day after the day. So the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day, the eighth day, I mean more than 7 days. So So according to Abaye, she can only be developed in the Teres Lebailor on the night of the 22nd, because she cannot go tefillah the night of the 15th day, because she has to count Zayikim also. Even though she did count clean days within the 14 days of Mitzvah Seder, but since it's Yom Tovim, so there couldn't be a count of Nikim, Smufke, of the count of Nikim, even though in Tzias they were devoid of that. But since how to be, it's Yimei Tumer, so it's Tomatika days, some Mele, you couldn't realize a count of Nikim. So when can she start counting the Zayinikim, the clean days? After the Mitzvah. So the first day of the Zayinikim, according to Abaye, can be only the 15th day. So she has to count from the 15th till the 21st. And then the night of the 22nd, she can go through it. But she couldn't go through it the night of the 15th. Now the Rish was, that the Rish himself, he passed it like all. But the Amitam passed like a bay. So the Magus Maimon says, if we are combined, the Rishi, namely, that according to the seal of the Nagenu, seal of Tal Rachone, so the halacha is that even after the 7 days in Tzume Bazoch and the 14 days by the letters in Kevo, so the Yiftia do not start unless she goes to the first. Then, if she goes through it, let's say by Leder Zohar, on the 8th day, so then the Mitea can start. But if she doesn't go through it, so the Mitume continue. So Melee, if we combine the Vipshite together with Rabban Tamshite, Allah Hitzkabaye, in order that the Yeledes Bezeib should be interested by law, she has to make two tefillahs. One tefillah on the night of the 15th, but she will not be in the Teres Lebailor. So that will put a stop to terminate the Yimitume, because the Yomimu tefillah Tal Rachma. So the Yimitume do not terminate unless she goes through the first. So if she makes one tefillah on the night of the 15th, so then the imitia, that introduces the imitia. And then she can start counting 7 days. So she has to go the Zayinikim, according to Abaye. So she has to go through again on the night of the 22nd. Night of the 2nd. So I said, this is how that shite, that minek, that the Rambam rejects and says it's nikilaka, he says, because they adapted it from the Zuki, but the Rosh, and some game mention it, and Ramo Pastin, that we cannot be Mahmiya in a place where there is no such meaning. But if there is such a meaning, we shouldn't be there together. The Rambam says it's a Mitzvah Veika. So how can it be explained? So, and the basis of the Tavol is mine, in other words, because the Ramo himself, I think, Pastin is like a Bible. Not so clear, but I changed that the deal in the Russian is not our Indian, that there are more customs like a diet, so you need two machines, a little bear, in the illest is still as a bosom. That means the illest Nikkei cannot go to fill a before the night of the 22nd day. Even though she stopped living at the very beginning, doesn't matter, because the 14 days cannot be counted in the Zayinikim. So Mele, so the only way to go through and be Teres Lebailor, what is the minig that the Rambam mentioned and the Rambam rejected? The minig, when he became this, and that minig existed in the Agin, there are some Gainim who established that minig. That minig, that a Yeves should not go through until after she counts the old Yimitea. So that means she cannot go tefillah until the Yimiteya expired, then she can go tefillah. But within the 80 days, she cannot go tefillah, even though she doesn't see any that. All right. the aloha that all Damdashi sees is Torah. So that is, today is not made. Either because of Takonis HaGeinim or according to Ramban, it's part and parcel of Takonis HaGeinim. נעשו לכניעו עצמו, שאפילו לזה יש דם, כאילו דם כחרוס, או יש להם עדיקים, שאיתנים, איבן במיטי הפסוק, בוט, בוט. So the Rambam mentioned, is the Konis again, not as, as the Konis Habzira. But he said, until the Yimitei are expired. So he said it's a mitzvah to be each other to make, because they got it from this book. But the Agenim who established that minik, how can it be explained? On the basis of the Tagoyes Minus. So the Gaming apparently agreed with the sheet of the Reef, but whereas the Reef, he passed like Robe, so there are some Gaming who, like Rabbi Tam, passed like Abai. So Mele, they had to be two Tfiles. So why couldn't they say, let her go to Tfiles, and then she'll be in the terrace on the night when she goes the second filet on the night of the 22nd. So that was all right, his managmore. But the Rebosh mentions in the name of the Ramban in the Pshat and the Mora in Shabbos of the Talmud Echor that was who was Nifter, I mean, as a young man, and his wife, Tzedekashas, husband was talking about the Tzadik, the Mitzvahs, why was Menech? So he told her because he wasn't the Tzadik in the Isan Gia. So Abel Tam says, פעם אחת נשרחת, אצל תן ולא עושה זה. בואי שמסיחו כל איסי מאירו, ויאמרתי לו, ביתי בני נידוס אוכמרו אצלך, אומרו לי חס ושולם, אפילו באזבקטנו לי נורא בי, בני ליבונך, בימי ליבונך, מה אצלך? אוכל אין מבישוס אין מביוש אין מי, ביקיון בוסו. But there was no beer, the Lord also died to Aldebarach. But there was, there was no beer, but there was nigeer. ואומרתי לו בואו חמוקים שאובי שלנו ספונו לתאירו שערום לתאירו ולישם נסתמוס ולסיקה. So the question is, all the shame of the question, if Pia some this game more, that there are special kules, bine libuno, that are not bine nidusa. What does bine libuno mean? Because neither I say, a woman, if she doesn't see 3 days in succession, dam, bine zive, so if she sees Dam, the name of the source, so she counts 7 days, not 7 clean days, but 7 days, even if she sees Dam every day of the 7 days. And then, before Shkia, she stops bleeding on the 7th day, so at night of the 8 days, she is developed and she is terrified. That's not right. But in the Rabbonon, because of Takonis Rebbe Bisodes, and then Takonis by Reb Zeire, so the halacha is that every woman, no matter when she sees that, whether Menide or Menizide, whether she sees 3 days in succession, or 2 days in succession, or 1 day, Menizide, so Menatora, she has count only 1 clean day, and Menide, she has count 7 days, but not clean. So, but Midrabono, the halacha is when she sees them once, she has to count seven clean days. So Mele, after the Takonis Rebbesodes and the Takonis Rebzeire, so there are 2 periods in the woman. Is Nidusha or Is Libuna? Is Nidusha means, let's say she saw, she's so dumb, let's say, on something. Sometimes maybe it is wrong. So when the rabbi says she's an idiot, she has to count seven days, not 10 days. So even if she keeps on sitting down, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, but Shabbos before Shkia, she stops eating. So Mishrei Shabbos, she can be developed and talk about it. But now, after Zakonis Chachomim, she cannot be developed. So suppose she's so down for 7 days after Shabbos, and Shabbos she stops eating. So before she goes to Vile, she has to count 7 clean days. Now again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the second week, after she finished counting the 7 unclean days, she didn't go to Vile yet, so that's called Noibuna. So what's going on? I mean, here this Talmud was a Tanzhochan. So it was Nichsel only in the Libuno in the second week, but in the first week not. On the surface it appears like a Maratius, I mean, because Allah is that the woman becomes an ego as long as she doesn't go to Tfilah, so she has the same Salida even for 50 years, for 60 years. I mean, there's no limit. So since there's Takonis Chachomim, she's not with Taras Levala until she counts Zayin Kinyan. So she didn't go to Tfilah. So why was that only Tchochem and was such a Zoya B'Yisurim? Why was in Ei Kule? In the Gia Meribuna? Again, means he's Eireli Kinyan, so he could have been Mekir in the Gia in the Indus also, but to not be making an Indus on the Gia, but on the Buna, that doesn't make sense. So the shame of the Kashi. So Rabbi Tam says that after the Kodesh Chachon, that every woman has to count by the king, which is only Rabbah. So, and then they were involved in Tyrus. So the melee, the practice was that a woman went to Tfilas. After she counted, let's say, the woman saw down the Yidusha on a Sunday. So, and she kept on sitting down for 7 days, then she stopped breathing. So Mishrei Shabbos, she went to Tfilah because of Taras. Of course, she knew she still has all the Bible, but of Taras, in order to reduce the contamination of Taras to minimum, Tumas, after all, there is a Nisa just to be Nabi, to be Nabi, Tumas, and Kochim, and everything. So, well, Kochim, there was no Kochim on the extra Huma Bais, but Tumas, they were. So she went Tfilah once. After the immediate, but she was assaulted by law because of the Konstantinople. So Mele, then after she finished counting the 17 days, she went to Tfilah again. So their Talmid was made a Kule in Gia in Melibuna, and she wasn't Chafishol and Maratius, because she did go to Tfilah, so she was not in Yidin the Raisa, she was only in Yidin the Avaron, so Mele felt he can be maker in Gia. So, so that's how much she did. So before she mentioned, you know, the Rabban, at that time, the Chachomim were misakin because of that Nirsho. By that time, so she said, so the Chachomim were misakin that the woman is not allowed to go to Tfilah if after the Tfilah she will still be Asura Rabban. And because of that, that's the minute that was the shield that was established throughout the generations, that Pnuyas cannot go to. It's a Nisagon. I mean, the Akedah in Pasvalira discussed it.
Also not to go by the day.
But that's the Gemara, that after a day, that's the Gemara. Ashkarabito and everything. But I mean, but not to go through in the night, a Pnuyas cannot go through. A Pnuyas cannot go through. In order, because there shouldn't be a year. So of course, the Chachomim were so machmir, and they made the shiur, even regarding Meirumet, that you shouldn't go to Tfilah, shouldn't be to Tfilah, because maybe they didn't accept. They didn't accept, because if she still has a shem nidah mid-raiseh, so then more be returned. But if she goes dutyless, and she will not be needing the raise, but she has to wait until she's with her husband. Can she go to second tefillah? So then people might be tempted and be rich. So come with hammer. That's what the Rivosh mentioned in the Ramban, that the Tmuya shouldn't be allowed to go to, because as a deterrent against Baruch Haideh, because if the Tmuya will go to it, so there will be less of a deterrent, because many Baruch Haideh will feel deterred by Nisa Kores, but by Nisa not Kores, we don't feel deterred. So it's a Nisa. Anyway, so maybe that's the reason as to why some gaming establishes the meaning that a Yildiz should not go tefillah until after the Yemiteya expires. And I think that from the Jewish gaming, she can only go work because of the combination of the Shita of the Vit and the Shita of Ameta. All women, all Yildiz today have a din of Yildiz. All of them, without any exception. So Mele and Ramatam Paskins like Abai, so you need Tume, she in Reyaden and Eilis with a Sfira Zivosa. And according to the Reef, so according to Bisil, the Yenu Tfilet Tadirachmone, so even if a woman counted the Yildiz and gave it, she already counted 14 days. But if she didn't go to Tfilet, so the Tume continue.
So what's it like from the crazy starting, what could she go?
Tfilet has to be 40 a day. Well, that's because of the Takone.
Oh, the Chachomim.
Because the Chachomim on
Misha. She's not moved, I mean, it's the Bible for another 7 days.
She's not allowed to go to
Tfilet.
So what does it mean? She'll never be able to go to Tfilet. It means it continues until then, until the expiration.
Bishop, it can't get a
what?
And that's just a count.
That's right.
So 7 days into the 66.
That after the 80th.
After the 80th, yeah.
So that means that the night of the 88th, according to that, she just again in the Psak of Ramah.
She'll be able to what? She'll be able to be tired?
Well, Tfilet.
Okay. But she didn't have 7 days of cleanliness?
No, the night of the 88th.
So we said, and I don't then because
it is. Yeah, 1 second. After the 80th day, so it's the Yimeitume cannot continue. That's not Shaya.
Oh, so then she first has the first count, 7, the key, and 4?
7, the key has to start with the 81st day.
Oh, it's just, so why she can't have it on the 80th day?
No, she
the
can count the night of the 88th.
Oh, the night of the 88th.
So that's the Shikis again. So it can be explained, it's not just the
issue.
All right, the Rambam, because the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam doesn't pass like the leaf. Said number two, the Rambam doesn't pass from like a bayit. I mean, so for many reasons, some male the Rambam assume that this minhag originated in the Yiddish Dukhita. The game may be different. She can mean Echas and Shalom. Did he try to emulate his Dukhita? So that's the Shittas again. Anyway, so the other Rishonim also mentioned, besides the Maram Rutenberg that he mentioned, the Shisarit HaTavishim also mentioned. The Rajbo, I mean, he mentions the Kat. So he mentioned, now, let's see. So what is the Shite of the Rit? What is the Shite of the Rit? The Shite of the Rit is that the Pshat in the Sirah, the Piena with Philip, Tala Rachmone, is that the Yimitume terminate after 7 days or after 14 days if it is coupled with the Tfilah. But if it is not coupled with the Tfilah, they don't terminate. So it's still Yimitume, it's not Yimiteya. It's not Yimiteya. And because of that, the Ram Rutenberg says in the Reef, I mean, the Reef, I don't want to go over the Lashon of the Reef because I prefer to go over inside the Lashon of the Reef after we learn the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Lamed Vod Lamed Vod Lamed Aleph. I mean that's at the Gemara Daf, but it, so the Rif says according to Ram Rutenberg, the Rif Shiti now there is our if a Zodet David sees down in the midst of the Zayinikim, So he takes her, she has to start counting the year. 7 days. Not 1 day. Takes her, goes back. If he's on a dealer, sees down, starts to count the 19. And then she counted the first day of the 19, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. 7 days in the morning, she sat down. So then, if he says here, all the 19, she has to start counting new 17 days. That is not the impossible. No shayla. The Mechleges means the shayla arises, counted 19. And she didn't see within the 7 days. But then she could have gone through it the night of the 8th, but she didn't go through the night of the 8th. Didn't go through the night. On the 8th day in the morning she saw that. Either it says here, or the 19th, or it says, when is there a din of stira if she didn't finish counting 19? But if she already finished counting 19, there is no din of stira. There's a sheet of Moschim, and there the sheet of Tesis, and Tesis discussed it as on a Vov, on the Aleph, on the Vov, on the Aleph, and in the Sugye of Machlekes, Rav and Levi, what am I, Nechot, Shtei Mayores, so the Gemore, as the Kasha Toshma, on the Vov, on the Aleph, Yildes Bizeiv, she sop hob, and it's a Vov, Yiruaso, Holchu Bishama, Lishitoson, Ubisil, Lishitoson. So in other words, if a woman is yielded to Zayn, and then she counted Zaynki, but she didn't go to feel it, and then she saw that. So according to Bishamai, it's mitamei lach, it's mitamei lach velo yovesh, and according to Bishilel, the dam is mitamei lach yosh. Why? Because according to Bishamai, it's obiyei mitamei rachmoni, since she counted already Zaynki, so mele, the dam that she sees after the counting, the dam to air, and according to the seal of the Yene, would feel it either. Since she didn't go to feel it yet, so the dam is dam to air, it's the dam of the air. Hope Misham is going to say, Bishlein le Rav, the Mamayin Nechodu, Mishmochen, the dam of the air. So, it's here to the day, so she counted on the king, and then, so it's here to the hour. So, so Bishlein according to Rav, it's the same, it comes from the same source. And not only it comes from the same source, it emanates from the same physiological cause. Some melee, it's only, so why is Dam Teya, Vine Teya, Tore? Why? Because it is kind of Dam, just because it's the same physiologically, the same Dam as Dam Tame. But since there is a cause, some melee, according to Bishilel, so the Biena with Fila, Tali Rachmone, so Mishmochem Itame, Lachyot, Elo, Lehi, Domashni Mayone, saying, so true that according to Bishilel, Biena with Fila, Tali Rachmone, but that's only Shayach, if it emanates from the Mokia, physiologically it's Dam Nide, but if it's Shtei Mayonei, so it's like Dam from the Ezba. Dam from the Ezba, so why should it be Tami? If a woman is losing the finger, so it's been Tami like the others. According to Lady, Shtei Mayonei, it's not in Dam Nide, it's to be considered like Dam Ezba. El Lady, Dama Shtei Mayonei, say I'm Tami like the others. So the more interesting, but it's not our Indian, so it doesn't concern us. So alright. In other words, that there's a machlik is annoying, but a shtei mayones a mayin echot, and I pass from like the tame, who says shtei mayones, there's a tame of shoven, a certain price, and this price called in the mandoma, the tame who says it's mayin echot. The boy is saying, no, bishifas. That here, when the price says, yield the dream, she soft off, and the devil, the was a host, the shaman, she toss on, the seal, she toss on. So they have referenced the case where she started to bleed before the termination of the Yemi Tumen. And it continued, that it stopped. So no, we cannot say it's from another Mayan, When can we say it's another Mayan, Ephraim and bled, Pyramid? And then she stopped. And then on the 15th day she started to bleed again. So we say it's from another Mayan. But if she started to bleed in the afternoon of the 14th, so then it was Tamida, it was from the Mayan topic. And without a stop she continued to bleed and to flow, I mean, into the 6th, the 15th day. So then we know that it's from the Mayan topic, Sama Mele, but Bishama, I say, is not in Tamarachian because of the Zeros HaKosha. Even though it's from Mayan Tamei, but in Ikea, it's Zeros HaKosha, it's there. But Bishil, they say, the Yoyim Eutzilet Al Rachmone, Sama Mele, it's not in Ikea yet. And since there was no stop, it should pass. Sama Mele, it's Mitamarachian, it should pass. So the Gemara says, for Sofokatam, he says, if she suffered, what means suffer? She stopped bleeding and she started to count clean days. So how is she surpassed? So the more of the Teretz Hochet, the Yildes, the Kiva, the Zevaskin. The Shavua come with Poska, Shavua Basra, Loi Poska. Because somebody nearly does such in Reven, even though it's here as a vessel like Hobbit. That's the business why all the machines, except from the time, they don't pass like a bite. Mention the guy of this Gemara, that this Braise called with Rabbi. He said, Shane, the Gesar, somebody in the ocean, living in the Sira Zeros. So what it means, in other words, that this Braise has reference to the case where the Yildiz Bezeiv give birth to any case. So she's made later 14 days. And then, right after later, she stopped bleeding. She stopped bleeding some Mirish. She started to count. 7 clean days, the second day after later, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh day. So after the eighth day expires, so she already had counted, had finished counting 7 clean days, clean days. Thus, and according to our verse, so she already realized the count of dying. And then on the 14th day, all of a sudden, in the late afternoon, the 14th day she started to have a flow and it continued into the night of the 15th day. So since the beginning of the flow took place before the 14th day expired, so we know that the flow emanated from a Mayan Tomei. So even the hemshach of the flow and the 15th day was also from a Mayan Tomei. Mind coming. But according to Bishamai, it's not the Tamalachi of Ish, because of the Sakosu. It's there, even though it emanates mind coming. But according to Bishil, the Sakosu doesn't apply. And here, so even though Levi says that usually we say it's from a mind toya, but here, what the flow that comes, the bleeding that comes, as a hemshach of a flow that started from mind coming, is also from the Mayan Tomei. So Mele, we cannot say it's there, so that's why it's Mitamilachio. Because somebody in the Russian literature, so Teisa says, Shavu Basri Kosk, Mitamina Rav Mitam, the letters Bizei, or Bizman Azeh, the Kula Noshim Hashvino Kiyod and Bizei, she said to him, Acha Yimei Tumas Alede, Shiva Niki, the Roas of the Mitea, Kidin Tvila Enes Yisera. The Oma Hoche the Chiroaso Shavu Ashtishi the Lisosho Afo Gav Di Dam Tomei Koshkin the Riyaz Dam Teya Enes Yisera. In other words, from the Tam says he a contrary to the Rivshitite, as the Maram Gutenberg explained the Rivshite. So the Rivshite is that according to the Sila of the Bilim and Tvila is Tali Rachmone, so Mele it follows that as long as the Yildes didn't go Tfile, so the Mitzvah continued. And the according to Maram Gutenberg, the Davif says in Chasnide, that if a Yildes, let's say, if a Yildes counted by Nikim within the Yemei Tumen, Davif doesn't pass from a Gabbai. So it's possible to have counted the Zayin Nikim we deem that we need to make. Bayun is Gator. Bayun is Ochor, so it's very rare, because only in case of a Lady Abeshti it's possible. Lady Abeshti is a very rare thing. But Yildiz Nikeda, it happens very frequently that the Yildiz stops bleeding on the second day, and then she counts 7 clean days, and she said, she counts 7 clean days, so actually she would be Mutaris. She would be able to go to feel at the night of the 15th day and be Mutaris, and be Mutaris Labaiwa, and Mutaris Labaiwa. But she didn't, even though the big Paschal is like all that. But he's discussing a case where the woman didn't go through it. And then on the 15th day before she went through it, she saw down. So the Rif says, according to Maram Ruch and Shad, he chased her all the time he came, and she has to start counting 7 clean days in you. So, Kavnatam, he's chilek on the Rif. And he says, and he mentions the Raya, something's Gemara negative, because here the Gemara says, Shavu Abbasra Lui Posko. So, because Shavu Abbasra Lui Posko, Shavu Abbasra Lui Posko, is a lingo, is Silas Boso, is Silas Boso. So, Bisham I say, that's Nitamelach Loyavish. Why Nitamelach Loyavish? Because even though it emanates from the mind Tomei, but Yomin Tanya Rahmone, some Mele she already counted Zion, she already counted Zion Nikin. And we still say the Yomin with Vilta Rahmone. So, the coming of Tanya Yomizeva, you know, said the Kornosh Pashvin Yomizeva, she said the Nahmone, it was a lady, she was Nikin, Firas, and the Tiaki in Fila, Amos is Seres. Doma, what had the Firas, or she was Nishi. I forgot the damn tummy, coach me to be a damn tear in his service. That Phil be sealed in Tamilach Yodish, made him the old soul of Sirosa. In other words, the space is she does it because he's still can do it. So this is cash against the new. So the Rashbo mentions the cash. So first of all, the Rashbo mentions the Shita of Rav Hashemi, that if a woman, a Yeledes Bizei, if he let us be saved, in the counted Zion Nikin, and then here she saw down, it's not safe here, the Zion Nikin, it's not safe here, the Zion Nikin, it's not safe here, the Zion Nikin, and then he mentions the sheet of the leaf, that it is safe here, the Zion Nikin, so there's a cash against the leaf, from this Gemara, and Tesis goes one step farther. Not only that if a woman, a Yildiz, who saw down in the Nitea, it's not before she went through it, so it's not censored by Nikin. But even not a Yildiz, Zobek Deir, who saw in the Yemezive 3 days in succession down. So the king is over and she started to count Zion Nikin, and she finished counting Zion Nikin. But she didn't go through yet. And then on the 8th day, she saw down it's not Sisaida. Because Tila can only be in the midst of the count. But after he completed the count, even though he didn't go through yet, there cannot be Tila. And the Raya is also from this Gemara, because this Gemara mentions a case where she started to bleed within the Yimei Tumas later. But it continued into the Yimei Teya. So that means, and it's not Seis here. It's not Seis Lain Mikin. Because if it's Seis Lain Mikin, so then even the Shammai should be made that it is Mitam Lach Yodesh if it's Seis Lain Mikin. So she's in Zobig Muro. And Bishamai says, Mitam Lach Loyavish. So it's a raya from this Gemara that did me Zobig Muro. if she sees down after she completed the count of Vayniki in Mitzmasis. Mitzmasis. So the Kashi is, and the Rif Shite is the Dalapo, not only that if she sees down if it's of Ignura sees down, it's of Ignura sees down before Tfile, after she counted Vayniki. So it says of Vayniki. But even if she sees down in Itea, because the Irish only who are in between, the Irish only, I think Rabbi Yehuda, I don't mention the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is Chelek and Shisoi, she doesn't think that even if she will see down in Itea, so it will be Seisar Vaniki, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if she sees down in Itea, so it's not the same thing, it's Dam Toya, how can it be Seisar? But if she'll sit down, if it's of a Gmure, will sit down after Zayinki, then it's Dam Tome. So then it is Zayinki. Takes the sheet means that even it's of a Gmure, if she sits down after she comes in Zayinki, it's not Zayinki either. Because in order to say so, it has to be the kind of Dam that is given to me. But since after Zayinki, it's not given. It's not given to me for 7 days, so melee, it's not easy. But Rabbeinu Shiti is Izovegmure, if she sees down after she counts Zayniki, he says. Mashinke, if she sees down in the Nikea, it's not easy. What? Izovegmure, if she sees down, so it's down, don't worry. Because if she sees down after the design of the genie, so it's already yininide. So she becomes 27 days. It's not given to me of counting Zion King, but it's given to me of counting 7 days. Mashinke, if she sees down, Amin says, in the Nikea, so it's not down to me, it's down to her. How can it be said, sir? And the deep shitty is, in other words, the deep shitty is that not only if a woman sees if it's of a Gmure, after she counts as I'm a king, she's down, so it says here, but even a Yehuda is in the Nikea, she's down, which is down to her. Down to her is also says of a Gmure. Is also, if she's not the same, of course, if a Yehuda is the same, who has to count Zayin Kin, so even if she counts Zayin Kin within the Yudalot Yomim of Yimitume, and then she, in the Yimitea, she saw down, so it takes her the Zayin, it takes her the Zayin. So yes, we should. She tells most of the shame is that not only Yildiz who sees, Yildiz is a, who sees Dam in Itea, it's not Seisea, but even is a big more, who sees Dam after she completed Vayin Kiyin, is not Seisea. This is she tells most of the shame. Or she tells most of the shame. Then there is the she tells Habibi Yene, that if a woman sees Dam in Itea, Yildiz is a, sees Dam in Itea, so after she counts Zayin Kin, it's not Seisa because it's Dam Toy. How can it be Seisa? Mashein Kei, if it's of Igmure, who counts Zayin Kin, sees down later, so then it is Seisa. Then it is Seisa. It is the Shita from Yehine. And then the Shita of the Rif is that not only is of Igmure, who counts Zayin Kin, and then on the eighth day, after she finished counting Zayin Kin, she saw Dam Seisea, but even a Yehuda Bizei, who counted Zayin Kin and the Mitea she saw Dam, it's over. So there are three sheets. Now the Kashi is, again, the Rif Shite, that in Mitea, it is counted, that if it counts the Zayin Kin, so in the Mitea, if she sees Dam Seisea, from this remote,